Craig, I did not have sex with that man. August 31st, 2007, Boise, Idaho. This is Ethel J. Finkelberger for UA News. Lavatory Lothario Larry Craig has categorically denied that he is homosexual, despite having been caught red-handed, as it were, soliciting a gay undercover police officer in a San Francisco toilet for queers. According to the officer,
Craig says he's not gay, but I know a queer when I see one. As a faggot myself, I'm equipped with gaydar.
According to the officer, the U.S. Senator from Idaho was groping for more than potatoes when he put his hand under the partition, separating his stool from his intended's. It was a signal, the officer charged. As one who has given it many times myself, there's no mistaking what the senator meant to convey. Since the arrest became public, the senator has protested ad infinitum, insisting, I am not gay. I have never been gay. I will never be gay. I don't know anyone who is gay. I don't even know what the word gay means, unless it's happy. He was happy, all right, the officer maintains, trying to grope me until I flash my badge instead of my cock. Groping a police officer, even if he is gay, is considered a heinous crime, worthy of the death penalty. Many police officers, in fact, have executed such perpetrators on the spot without benefit of a trial. Because Craig is a U.S. senator, however, favoritism was shown toward him, and he was allowed to cop a few lesser plea. His arrest record shows he confessed to disorderly conduct. Normally, anal fisting, especially when it is against one's sex partner's will, is considered a grave crime, even in the gay community, the officer admitted, but not in Craig's case. The senator, who married shortly before addressing reporters concerning the crime, so he could have his wife stand beside him, maintained, as he continues to do so, I am heterosexual. According to his bride, the senator acquitted himself well in the bedroom during their 15-minute honeymoon, after cloistering himself in their hotel suite's bathroom with Viagra and a collection of men's magazines. Like Playboy, she asked? No, men's magazines, she stressed. Idaho voters must determine whether to re-elect Craig, but chances seem slim, pundits say. Asked whether he believes that he will be voted back into office, Craig said merely, I am hetero all the way. I am not, nor was I ever, gay.
Shut up!
That report was brought to you by UN News reporter on the spot, Ethel J. Finkelberger. For further up-to-date misinformation, please visit www.unnews.com.